Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, we've always heard the old adage, long, slow distance training will get it done and get the fat burned and really get your body into the shape and you strength train. But now, you know, the movement is really towards, because of the time constraints that so many of us face, it's really moving towards more of a sort of a high intensity training where you're interval jumping in and off the treadmill. And is that giving you what you need? My guest, of course, is Dr. Pamela Peake, one of our very favorites here on Train Your Body. She's an internationally renowned physician, scientist, and expert in the field of nutrition, metabolism, so many things. So, Dr. Peake, let's talk about some HIIT training or high intensity interval training. Speak about that. Is it as good?
All right. It is fabulous. Raise your hand if you are time starved. See? Prove my point. All those hands went up out there in the virtual world. I saw it. Well, here's the deal. The grand majority of people break out into a small sweat and hives when they think about having to do the trudge and the drudge on the treadmill, you know, at some club somewhere. And that basically means 45 minutes, an hour. We've all lived through that era, Melanie. You remember that, when it was the coolest thing to do. You just basically, you know, pay a lease at some gym and just live there, you know, on those treadmills. And now what we've...
I love that you call them the treadmills. That's hilarious.
The treadmill. Seriously. And so now what we've done is we flash forward. We're actually using new science. And this science is very exciting. And what it really says is that you actually really do get better results, quite frankly, in terms of both cardiovascular health, performance for that matter, and all the other things we want to do, fat blasting, you know, optimizing your body composition, when you do something like high-intensity interval training, or what we call HIIT, H-I-I-T. And that's any workout that alternates between intense bursts of activity and fixed periods of less intense activity, or even complete rest. And so if for people who are kind of novices and they're saying, gee, I mean, what does that look like? Well, I'll just give you one paradigm. You know, a good starter one is you run as fast as you can. It's all relative. All right. So maybe someone's running as fast as they can is beating Usain Bolt. Another person, you know, may instead be running as fast as they can at 6 miles an hour, which is fine. It's all relative to whoever you are. And then what you do is you do that for about a minute, about 60 seconds. Honey, it's going to be a long 60 seconds in your mind because you're thinking, oh, man, I'm really putting out here. During this time, you're not conducting a nice, comfortable conversation with anyone, and you're sweating, and that's the great thing about this. Then what you do is you walk for 2 minutes. So that just gives you an idea of how you can play it. You do something intense for about 60 seconds, and then for 1 to 2 minutes, you basically take it down to a mild to moderate level, and then you pick it right back up again. And then what you do is you repeat this 3-minute interval 5 times for a 15-minute fat blasting workout. Now, it's really kind of interesting. You could do this for 20 minutes. You could basically take many of your intervals and you could extend them, make them shorter, make them longer. You could make the rest longer or shorter. And when I say rest, I mean taking it down to a lower level. You could do whatever really works best for you. After a while, as you get more trained in this, you'll kind of develop a bit of a rhythm here, and you'll really expect it. You can even push your envelope a little bit further because you've now adapted, you've trained well, you've picked up more endurance, and now you could do a little bit more. Now, if this is also going along hand-in-hand with dropping a few, you know, pounds here, it obviously, that obviously makes it a lot easier as well.
Now, Dr. Peake, does it put your heart at risk? You're a physician. Does it put your heart at risk to go up and down like that to get your heart rate up to 145 and then back down to 120?
No, not at all. Not at all. For that matter, it basically gives your heart a workout. It gives your heart the chance to be able to push itself. And so when you think about what we do in the natural world, don't we do short bursts and then rest, short bursts and then rest? What do we do as children, right? When we're playing, somebody's chasing me, and then we laugh when they find me, and then we chase again, or we're throwing the ball, and we're running around like crazy people, and then we rest for a moment, you know, when resting meaning that you're walking back to where you want to throw the ball again. This is a very normal thing we do day in and day out. Now, for those people who have any cardiovascular issues, let's just say you do have cardiovascular medical condition, then obviously you want to check this out with your physician ahead of time and make sure that all of this is done within the limitations and constraints of whatever you may have. Many people in cardiac rehab are watched over and monitored by people who are experts who can see them in a sort of a controlled situation and see how well they can do. The grand majority of people, however, do just fine. And I told you it's all relative. So let's just say you're a little couch potato out there. You've grown roots in that thing. And now you want to get up and you want to start pushing your envelope. Well, come on, you're going from zero to what? Some physical activity. So what I would ask you to do, excuse me, is to just brisk walk for your more intense segment of this. So say you brisk walk for about 1 minute, and then you bring it down to a more moderate pace for 2 minutes, then bring it back up to the brisk walk. Now, you want to do all of this if you've come from a fairly sedentary baseline. You want to warm up for about 5 to 10 minutes because you want to make sure you're good and warmed up. This is especially true first thing in the morning if you're going to take one of those nice morning walks. However, later in the day, when you've already been running around like a crazy person all day long, you're pretty warmed up. So you can just give yourself no more than a 5-minute warm-up, you know, with, say, for instance, you're walking, and then just get right to it. Come on, let's get that brisk walking going, because we have great stuff going on. For instance, you know, all of this is backed up by excellent science, especially from our wonderful pals at the American College of Sports Medicine. Real recent study, 2011 study presented there, showed that just 2 weeks of this high-intensity interval training improves your aerobic capacity as much as if you had done it for 6 to 8 weeks.
2 weeks of how many times a week are they talking about?
Now, here's what I like to see. Generally speaking, it's nice to do it 2 to 3 times a week if you're just basically doing very average amount of high-intensity interval training. This is not true for people who are super athletes. Super athletes just need to do it once or twice a week because what they're doing then is they're just, you know, honing and refining athletic performance. That's a very different situation than someone who's a little bit of a couch potato or maybe real sporadic with their physical activity. Then, you know, 2 or 3 times a week is perfectly fine. What do you do the rest of the time? Well, we call it, you know, strength training. And also assuming the vertical a lot more just throughout the day. Just because you're doing high-intensity interval training doesn't mean you sit on your little tushki, you know, the rest of the day and the rest of the week. That means that you always find every opportunity you can to be able to get up and move, whatever it may be. I don't care if it's playing with the kids or just using the stairs instead of the escalator or whatever the issue may be, because that just keeps stoking that metabolic fire and making all of this 50 times more effective.
And the main message in the last 20 seconds.
Main message is, if you want to be able to see fantastic results, shed excess body fat, increase your aerobic capacity, then what you need to be doing is high-intensity interval training throughout the week.
And that's the way to do it from Dr. Pamela Peek, and you are listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And of course, me, Melanie Cole, right here on Radio MD, where you can listen anytime on demand or on the go to Radio MD. You can scroll around and learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole. Have a great day and stay well.